This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The price of gas is up 18 cents in a week. It's $4.40 a gallon on average this morning. And you've likely noticed prices going up for lots of things, food, furniture, electronics. This morning, the government's expected to report that consumer prices jumped 8.1% last month compared with a year earlier. The AP's Mike Hempen.
That's according to a survey of economists by data provider FactSet. That would be down from the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which was the highest since 1981. The forecasted drop in annual inflation, if it occurs, would be another sign that consumer inflation may finally be peaking. Month-to-month price increases are also easing, along with some other inflation gauges.
An official in Ukraine's Kherson region, installed by the Russians, says they'll ask President Putin to annex the region. Here at home, lawmakers in the House are approving more money to help Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Every voting Democrat and nearly 3 out of 4 Republicans vote in favor of a $40 billion funding bill for Ukraine.
It's about democracy versus a dictatorship. Democracy must prevail.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in her floor speech before the vote, noted that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine is a global threat. The new legislation would bring American support for the effort to nearly $54 billion.
The Senate seems pretty certain to approve that bill. The coroner says Alabama jailer Vicky White did, in fact, kill herself. She shot herself after U.S. Marshals found her and the inmate she helped escape, Casey White, in Indiana. Casey White surrendered and police took him back to Alabama late yesterday. A candidate endorsed by former President Trump won in West Virginia, but another lost in Nebraska. These were GOP primaries. This is AP News. The verdict is in, and the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has it.
A celebrity chef has prevailed in a case in which he was accused of groping a woman while taking selfies with her. Mario Batali chose a winning strategy when he asked a judge to decide his case instead of putting his fate in the hands of a Boston jury. The former Food Network host was acquitted of charges of indecent assault and battery. It was a quick trial, just 2 days. A woman claimed that he aggressively kissed and groped her while taking a selfie at a bar in 2017. Boston Municipal Court Judge James Stanton agreed with the defense that the accuser had credibility issues and that the selfies themselves indicated the encounter was friendly and not criminal. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady will join Fox Sports as its lead football analyst once his playing career ends. This is according to Fox. Not clear when that will happen. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.